Welcome to Q&A with T&K. They've surfed the interwebs. They've contemplated, ruminated, and speculated. They've checked the teletype, and now they're ready to answer your questions. Here are your hosts, Tiffany and Kristen.
Hi, and welcome to Q&A with T&K. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Kristen.
Today we're going to talk about a question from, I think, our friend Jeff. How do you find time in the day to get everything done?
That's a good question. I actually don't have time to get it all done. And something that happened this week during my mental breakdown that I told Jeff and Tiffany about earlier this week, it was a Saturday, and there's so much going on in my mind all of the time because I'm trying to run a preschool, run a family, and I started the bathtub for my daughter. She's 9, and I had to shut the door to the bathroom because we have a 1-year-old, and he likes to go throw things in the bathtub and play in the water, and so I had to shut the door. So then I couldn't hear it running, and in the meantime, my husband decided to leave home and go run an errand because my daughter was freaking out because we didn't have any eggs and she wanted to make muffins and she threw an hour-long fit because she wanted eggs for muffins. So finally, we just said, let's go get eggs. So he went, left to get eggs with the daughter who was supposed to get in the bathtub. And sometimes I rely on my 9-year-old to tell me to keep me in check. So probably 40 minutes later, I walked into the bathroom and the tub was not overflowing, and I just thought, oh, there's some great drainage system on this tub because it's not overflowing. So I shut it off, drained it, and I didn't even think about it again until I went downstairs right before bedtime. And in my 9-year-old daughter, this is karma, because in my 9-year-old daughter's bedroom, the whole entire ceiling was, like, caved in with water. And her whole entire mattress and bed and everything was wet from the bathtub overflowing in between the walls downstairs. So the truth is that not everyone is Superwoman. You can pretend you are. And a lot of people think that I am, but I'm not. I'm not. And I think that there's a lot of things that fall into place so that I can get it all done in a day.
Yeah, and I think that that touches on a key point. People that get everything done are pretending.
Yeah, I think so too.
If you know somebody work who's just like, oh, they've always got everything done. Oh, I'm so jealous. Like, I can't believe they're that organized. Like, oh, they definitely didn't get everything done. They're just confident enough to say, like, well, I'm not getting that done today. Moving on.
Yeah. Totally moving on. Yeah. I think one thing that I'm very lucky is that I have this wonderful woman on my team. Her name is Julie, and she's an amazing teacher. I have learned so much from her. She is like the queen of affirmation and validation. And she, like today I walk into my office and sitting right here in front of me, she wrote me a whole entire note about she was moving stuff around and just wanted me to know where it was. And at the very end, she signed it with, hope this all helps. Love who you are, Julie.
Oh.
And it's just, you know, I think that validation and affirmation go a long way. And as far as that coming from, like, an administrator's point, when I look at that today, I'm like, oh, I need to be doing more of that for the other people in my life, because that is how I realize that I am able to keep going and keep getting stuff done, because I receive a lot of affirmation and validation from those around me. And sometimes I think I don't give it out enough. And so I think if you're an administrator or you're just a teacher that works on a team with others, even at home with your husband or your wife, like, just letting people know that they're doing a great job and that you appreciate them, I think that that goes a very long way.
Yeah. So. And you can tell the difference between a team that does that and is supportive and a team that's, like, in a state of panic. We never get everything done. How do you get it all done? Like, you walk into each classroom or each school and you can just feel it. Like, these guys know what's going on. They know what to do and what to skip. and how to support each other to make it all happen. And you also walk into other classrooms where you're like, whoa, dude,
yeah,
just sweeping a floor, you can do it.
Okay, tell me what your classroom is like. Like, what's the atmosphere in, when somebody walks into your school, can they tell that there's, like, a team that's in place that are supporting each other, or does it feel more frantic?
I like to think it's calm. It's just me and my girl, Nikki. There's the two of us in our classroom. And I like to think it's calm, but I let the kids have their own views on that.
Right.
But I like it when parents are just like, here you go. Like, I don't need to worry about things. You got this. And I think that it requires, doing a certain level of stuff or getting everything done goes. To be able to just like have the confidence myself to say like, I got this, don't worry.
Right.
But as far as our classroom dynamic goes, I cannot say enough how important it is to have a strong team.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't function without Nikki at this point.
Like I said,
I'm very enthusiastic. I'm like the weird idea girl. And then she's the one to like, yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. How do I help you do it?
Right.
All,
oh, my God.
She's like, I call her my finisher.
There you go.
She's like the kind of person that can see the end of the project.
Definitely.
I can never see the end. I always see the beginning.
I know. I'm kind of the same way. However, I do tend to follow things through, but the only reason that I follow things through is because I always have people counting on me to follow through on those ideas.
That's not to say I'm like super wishy-washy and everything's done, but my husband and Nikki will both tell you like I'm really good at starting things. But it's to, like, carrying the last 80 buckets of dirt from the front yard into the backyard. I don't have that under control.
Right. My program, if you were to walk in the door, we very much operate as a team, I like to think. I don't know if you ask, like, my teachers that work with me, if they think the same. I hope they do. They've told me so. But sometimes you wonder, like, are they actually telling you the truth, or are they just, like, feeding you full of baloney so that you feel good? I don't know. But when I walk into work, like, we're all happy to see each other. We're happy to share ideas with each other. We listen to each other. If we don't like an idea, we'll tell each other we don't like an idea. If we love an idea, we'll tell each other we love the idea. And I think that we're all willing to step up and help each other. So I think, that working as a team is huge.
Yeah.
Having everybody on the same page and meeting so that everybody... finding time to meet. I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms. How do you find time to meet to have that list to get done? Like, that is one of our biggest challenges in our program is, like, the time to meet outside of kids being at school.
Yeah. And it's important to have that grown-up time. And even have that time that's like, we're not even talking about school. We're just here together as people. Because that relationship needs to be, kindled and taken care of, too.
Exactly. What kind of, like, volunteer help do you guys have in your classroom, Tiffany?
We have a bunch of awesome high schoolers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do they come on a regular basis?
Yeah. They come during the same period every day. So as far as getting everything done goes, they're a huge help with that.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Just, like, the little details, Like, I can't even say how much I love and appreciate them.
How cool. We're very lucky to have a community college in our town. And so we get a lot of, like, practicum students that come in, and we are about 45 minutes away from a large university, the University of Minnesota, Morris. And so we have, teachers that are going for their four-year degree who come in and can do student teaching with us. And so we have tapped into the college-age kids, and that is fabulous. When there's always some that you're like, maybe you shouldn't be going into this profession. but for the most part, we have had amazing student teachers that have come in to help us with extras. And then also we have a nursing program in our town that sends nurses over. Yeah, I don't know. They must have to do fulfill some sort of an early childhood development type thing in one of their courses. So they come over and help us out too. We've also gotten tons of help from Master Gardeners. Have you, we're doing your playground redo this summer. Did you have Master Gardeners come and help you at all?
No. We haven't reached the plant buying phase.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent idea.
Yes, when you do, the Master Gardeners have to put in a certain amount of hours every year volunteering. Another group that we really tapped into is the high school landscape class.
That's the thing?
Yes. Well, in our area, it is. We have a high school landscape class, and they actually, like, brought a bus over this spring.
Whoa.
For like a whole week, they would come and they'd drop them off for an hour, and we'd have the whole entire class, and they like moved rock and they moved mulch and they planted things. And so that's a huge, the high school, college, 4-H clubs, master gardeners, what else, service groups, that's another whole, if you're looking for volunteers to help, the Rotary and the Kiwanis and the Lions Club, they're also good for money too.
Yes.
They love to give money to programs with young children and education. Yeah.
Cool. I think this little discussion we're having about health is that as a caregiver, we are all the helpful people, and it's hard to ask for help sometimes.
Yes. It is, because we're all doers. We're all kind of, like, controlling a little bit. We like to have control. And you have to give some of that up and swallow that pride a little bit and ask for help.
Yeah.
And that's what's gotten me so far to be able to open a center is that I've asked for a lot of help. And
realizing that people like to help and that it's fulfilling to other people when they help.
Yes. So asking for help is huge. The other resource to tap into is retired people.
Ooh.
Yes. Find those grandpas and grandmas who are looking for something to do. Like, they, you know, will come in for a whole day and do, like, handyman stuff and even just, like, sit on the couch and read with the children. They love that. So that's another place to ask for help.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. I'm distracted. Can you guys hear my dog barking in the background? I'm a little distracted by that.
Tomato.
I think the mailman is here. Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Tomato. I still can't believe you have a dog named Tomato.
Be quiet.
Here's another. This is another little story about not being able to get it all done in a day. Sometimes, totally things that happen that are completely unexpected happen. And then you don't have time to do what you had, you know, on your list of to-dos to get done.
Yeah.
And I think as an early childhood educator or an educator in general, you just have to be very flexible. And able to go with the flow.
Yeah. My list is constantly a need to do and a want to do. Because I think that's where a lot of people get lost. They see this huge list of stuff that they feel like they need to do when it's really like, nobody's going to care if your newsletter comes out tomorrow instead of today, you know? Like, nobody even knows but you that this is on your need-to-do list.
So do you seriously make, like, a list that says need-to-do and to, like, has to be done?
Yeah.
You run from lists? See, I wish I could be a list maker, and I think that would be very helpful for me. But Julie, who I keep talking about, she's my list girl. So she makes the list for me, and then we cross
That's
off
awesome.
As we go so that I can stay on track. So
you
need a person to keep you on track.
Yeah, you do.
Whether that's like your husband or a person on your team, you have to find a person who just like meshes well with you so that they can help you along.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that person, not just professionally, but that person can be, you know, just somebody who's there for you no matter what.
Yeah. And somebody who can also say, like, all right, take a breath. You're not going to get this done tomorrow. It's going to have to wait until Monday, which I know is, like, 4 days from now. And it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a really hard step in the getting everything done, is like the time frame of it. I want it done now so that I
yeah.
like the dream of whatever all doing all these things will help me with, you know, like whatever the ultimate goal of it is. Like I want that goal to be met so that life can be better because I've done all these things. Not that life's bad, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Like you make your list so that you can like, oh, it'd be great if we you know, swap out these toys because we feel like the kids are ready up for it. Can we need to do this? Can we need to do this? And like, just being able to, it's okay if you do it further down the road.
Exactly. I think one whole other can of worms that maybe is a whole entire other question on its own, but something to think about is that a lot of playful learning programs out there are doing all they can to basically throw the public and at parents and just to keep parents informed of what's going on in their playful learning environment, because mm-hmm. we have to prove that our kids are learning because we don't test them and we don't do like sit down teacher directed assessments. And so that is like a whole nother can of worms that my program is currently trying to figure out, is how to find the time
yeah.
to document learning and to prove ourselves to the
yeah.
public and to parents that we are like research based and we are good and we are what young children need. And so that is probably a whole nother question that we probably need to cover at some point. But
yeah, it's cool. I wrote it down on my list just now.
Awesome. Well, I think if you have any more questions, send in your questions via email. I know
yeah.
that there's a little tag on the end of this that's going to give you the email address. So get out your pen right now and write down the email address if you thought of anything during this podcast. And that's it. Thanks for joining us for Q&A with T&K.
Woo!
This has been Q&A with T and K. Thank you for listening. From serious to silly, Tiffany and Kristen are eager to answer your questions. Just email them to q4tnk@gmail.com. That's q4tandk@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with another episode. Music by Kurt Pearsall. Tiffany's sweet, sweet hubby.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.
Oh.